AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President-elect Joe Biden is staying out of the debate over possibly impeaching President Trump. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Biden says everybody knows what he thinks of the president.
Not worthy to hold that office.
But he repeatedly refused to endorse growing Democratic calls for a second round of impeachment proceedings.
That's a decision for the Congress to make. I'm focused on my job.
While Biden agrees the president does need to go,
the quickest way that that will happen is us being sworn in on the 20th.
And the president says he will not attend. The first incumbent in more than 150 years to skip his successor's swearing in. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The government says 140,000 jobs were lost last month, the first losses since the spring. Sarah House is at Wells Fargo.
A global pandemic and revolving restrictions, holidays and seasonal adjustments. It's not terribly surprising, but it's still very disappointing to see that the virus continues to take a pretty hefty toll on the economy.
President-elect Joe Biden says his focus going into office is to fight the virus.
The bottom line is the job report shows we need to provide more immediate relief for working families and businesses now.
The president-elect says he will speed up delivery of a vaccine. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he's worried about the possibly more contagious variant of the virus.
It's here and it's spreading. This infection rate is frightening. I've spoken to global experts, UK experts. This is the Usain Bolt of infection rates.
Supporters of President Trump were seen on video scolding South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham at an airport, accusing him of being a traitor for blaming the president for the violence at the Capitol. Graham was flanked by police officers. Big losses were erased late on Wall Street, the Dow up 56 points. This is AP News. Since the coronavirus pandemic shut down Broadway, actress Jenna DeWall has been focusing on her theater camp for adults, Broadway Weekend. It's gone virtual.
No one was coming to develop a career. No one was coming to book an agent. They were purely coming for entertainment. And I sort of thought there's something interesting here about how theater is appreciated. And this is entertainment, even though it's not a passive form of entertainment.
A monthly subscription to Broadway Weekends at Home cost $45. She's taking advantage of the online experience.
There's tons of tricks like breakout rooms or whiteboards or pinning and spotlighting and all these different things that Zoom, like tools that Zoom provides. And so we sort of like, rather than trying to recreate an in-person workshop online, we sort of take these tools and then think, what can we do with these?
Talent who taught classes include film and TV star Lily James. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.